your host, Evangelist Mabel Edmond. Now we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for prayer. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond will lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of thy Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, Lord, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness, my God. Thank you for another opportunity to bow our heads before you in prayer, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, my God. Thank you for all your love, Jesus. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, my God. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We lift up thy holy name, Lord. We praise thy precious name, God. Oh, my Father, we love you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sparing our lives, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the activity and use of our limbs, my God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a mind, my God, to want to serve you tonight, Lord. We thank you right now, my God. We thank you right now, Lord. Somebody ought to take a moment and tell God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, my God. We ought to give them the fruits of our lips tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, my God. You're so worthy, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, my God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, my God. Look down on us with compassion, Lord. Yes. Have mercy upon our souls, my God. Let sins be forgiven, Lord. Blot out transgressions tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. We know you're able tonight, my God. Oh, my God, look on every listener tonight, my God. We ask you to bless their hearts, my God. Touch their minds, Lord Jesus. Let somebody, my God, cry out and say, what must I do to be saved, Lord? In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, my God. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, my God, go into that sick room, Lord. Touch right now, my God. Oh, my God, well, someone, Lord, is nigh to death, my God. Have mercy right now, Lord. Let sins be forgiven, my God. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Look on the incarcerated tonight, my God. Oh, my God, have mercy, my God. Have mercy on them right now, Lord. Help somebody to repent, my God. Oh, my God, that one, Lord, that has been incarcerated for no wrongdoing, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Make a way of escape, my God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We need a touch from you, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the speaker tonight, my God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Send thy anointing, God. Send your power, Lord. In the name of Jesus, destroy the yoke of the enemy, my God. He seeks to hinder us tonight, my God. But I know that you're able, Lord. You're able to destroy his works, my God. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those that are requesting prayer, my God, have mercy tonight, Lord. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, reach out your hand of mercy, Lord. Have your way tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. Jesus, look on Cedric, my God. Touch right now, Lord. Heal, my God. Most of all, save his soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Look on Samuel Anderson, God. Touch right now, Lord. I know you're able, my God. You're able to raise them up, Lord. You're able to fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on his companion, my God. Touch her mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
need us. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, my God. I know you're able, Lord. Let your will be done tonight, my God. Look on Evangelist Reeve, God. Touch right now, Lord. Look on her children, God. Touch them right now, Lord. I know you're able, God. All power is in your hand, Lord. Reach out and touch somebody right now, Lord. While we're praying, my God, touch them with your finger of love, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, Lord. Oh, my God, go all the way to Africa, my God. Go all the way to China, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to the utmost parts of the earth, my God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring some heart unto repentance, Lord. I know you're able, God. Open that door, Lord, that seems to be closed, my God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven, God, and pour out the blessing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it right now, my God. Look on the youth of the world, Lord. Save my God. I know you're able, Lord. Draw them unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them, my God. They're looking for a way out, my God. Oh, my God, you are their help tonight, my God. Look on the suicidal mind, God. In the name of Jesus, give somebody a change of heart, Lord. I know you're able, God. Touch right now, Lord. Touch right now, my God. Look on that drug addict, Lord. Look on that prostitute, my God. I know you're able, Lord. You can bring them out, my God. You can deliver, God. You have a strong arm, Lord. Deliver tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Look on that soul near to hell, my God. Yes. Have mercy, God. Give somebody another chance, Lord, to get it right with you, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name of
continue
Jesus.
To have your way on this broadcast, God. Continue to move by your spirit, Lord. Send your anointing, my God. Send down the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, convert some soul, my God. Convict some heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Let your will be done, God,
yes.
And have your eternal way, Lord.
Way, Lord.
Oh, my God, move in signs and wonders and work miracles, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Go on our jobs, my God. Touch the boss's heart, my God.
Yes,
touch the supervisor's heart, my God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Touch the co-workers, Lord.
Yes,
I know you're able, my God. Move right now, Lord. Move by your spirit, my God. Help somebody to put that gun down, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to put down the needle, Lord. I know you're able, my God. Have your eternal way, Jesus. Help them to put the pills down, Lord. Help them to put the drugs down, my God. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, deliver, my God. Look on your people everywhere, God.
Yes.
Oh, my God, have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Save, heal, and deliver, God. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God. And we'll be careful to continue to give thy name the praise, Lord. These and all things we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you tonight, my God. We
Hallelujah. We thank God.
God, we thank God for every listener that's on this broadcast, that's listening in. We want you to listen and to hear the word of God. There is power in the word of God. Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Lord knows how to deliver. He knows just what we need, and he knows how to fix the situation. As I stated, we are yet in a revival. Glory to God. We don't want to go in a form or fashion, but we want God to have his way, and we're going to go
Amen.
Directly to the word of God. Glory to God. We preach on Sunday night about that salvation. We're going to pick it up again tonight, and we're going to speak again on the word salvation. Salvation. Glory to God, that one word, salvation. And salvation means complete and free deliverance from sin. Complete deliverance from sin. And the topic or the theme tonight is the door is still open. The door to salvation is still open. It was open on the other night and is open right now. And it was open way before we even thought about serving the Lord. Salvation came to save our souls. We're going to begin reading at St. John, the 10th chapter, in about the 7th verse. And also, we want to go back to Revelation, the 3rd chapter, in the 20th verse. So if you have your Bible, we're going to give you a little chance to get your Bibles if you don't have them handy, because we believe in preaching the Bible. You can get your Bibles. Turn to the book of Revelation 3 and 20. That's the 3rd chapter in the 20th verse. Also, St. John 10 and 7. And it reads as follows. Behold, any man, hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now let's go over to the book of St. John, the 3rd, the 10th chapter, pardon me, St. John 10 and 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All for me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Glory to God. Jesus is the door tonight. A door is a passageway whereby you go in and you go out. Glory to God. Now, Jesus, he is that passageway. He is that door to our salvation. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what you've done in your life, how you've been mistreated, and the things that have been done unto you. It doesn't matter. Jesus is saying in his word, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. If you believe God's word tonight, you can be changed tonight. There is a time when things have to change. Glory to God. Now the Lord is making a way that you can make a change on tonight. You can change the way that you're living, the way that you're going, and you know that it's not of the Lord. It's not the right way, but God is sending his word that you may go the right way. You see, we are living in the last days. We are living in the time when men is calling right wrong, and they're calling wrong right. So much hatred is in the world today. The neighbors hating the neighbor. The daughters hating the mother. The mothers hating the daughter. My Lord, there's confusion all around. The father is against the son, and the son is against the father. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We are living in dangerous times. Hallelujah. People are shooting and killing one another. They don't care, hallelujah, about life anymore. Then they take their own lives. But the Bible warned us of these times. These dangerous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, proud. They got a proud look. They're blasphemers. If you say something to them about the Lord, Lord, have mercy. They'll say something terrible about God. My Lord, they blaspheme. They speak irreverently against God. They are boasters. Look at what I got. Look at what I can do. Lord, have mercy. They're covetous. They're want something that their neighbor has. Glory to God. The neighbor get a new car. They want a new car. Hallelujah. They don't need a new car. But because their neighbor bought a new car, they want a new car. The Bible said covetousness. And they love their own selves more than the love of God. They're unholy, unthankful. My Lord. Disobedient to their parents. I never know many disobedient children to their parents. The parents tell them, no, you can't go out tonight. They defy their parents, and they go on out anyway. And some of them never return home. Lord, have mercy. Disobedient. My Lord, the Bible said all disobedience, all unrighteousness is sin. Lord have mercy. I tell you, we are living, truly living in the last days. Glory to God. We're living in the time when people are without natural affection. They're truth breakers. Hallelujah. They break the truth. They're liars. They are cheaters. False accusers, they accuse you of setting them up. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. They are liars. Lord have mercy. Lying. Can't stop cheating. Can't stop fighting. Can't stop cursing. They are fierce. Lord, they're despisers of them that are good. And when they see you do good, they got to get mad with you. They can't stand you because you're doing that which is good. That is of the devil. Whenever you make a change and God make a change in your life, don't you know Satan will get mad? He'll get angry because there's a change in your life and you don't want to go the way that you used to go. But you want to make a change. You want to do that which is right. and pleasing in the sight of God, the devil will get mad and he'll start rising up and doing all manner of evil and saying all manner of evil against you because Satan is a liar. And that's what he does. He's an accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. The devil don't want nobody to be saved. But he was up in heaven at one time. The Bible says in St. Luke 10 and 18, and I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He was put out of heaven. He was one of the most beautiful angels up in heaven, Lucifer. Hallelujah. That was his name, Lucifer. But he got lifted up in pride. And the Bible says these six things that the Lord hates. And the number one thing is pride. Hallelujah. He hates that pride. Lord have mercy. He got lifted up in pride, and he began to feel like he will exalt himself above the rest of the stars of heaven. But God has rid of him. He put him out of heaven, and he has come down to the earth, hallelujah, to bring torment to everyone that's living down here. He means nobody any good. He don't care who you are or what your title is. The devil is raging, and he's raging against the people of God. He's raging against everyone that make a change in their life. He's a rage. Hallelujah. Get furious because of what God is doing in your life. But don't let him stop you. The Bible says in the fourth verse, it says, traitors, petty. I tell you, we're living in terrible times. People will betray you. Hallelujah. They'll make like they're on your side, but they'll turn around and betray you. They'll turn around and cause your life to be taken in right now. People are being set up by the devil. He'll portray that he's your friend, and he'll take you to a place where you wouldn't even go. And then they will betray you and cause you to be killed. The Bible says, heady, they are lifted up. Hallelujah, their head is swollen. Yes. They feel like they are better than you. But no, 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 that devil is a liar. The Bible says high-minded. They are so high-minded, you can't tell them anything. They're lovers of pleasure more than the love of God. They don't love God. Glory to God. They love this world more than they love God. They love pleasure more than they love God. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, let us know that now he was cast from heaven, and he will never enter back into heaven. And he wants to stop you and me and everyone that's trying to be right. He wants to stop us from going into the kingdom of heaven. But Satan is a liar. God, he brought salvation, the door to salvation. It's still open. It's open right now. If you receive this precious word of God, the Lord will come in and he'll save your soul. He'll fix it for you. He will change your mind. He'll make a brand new creature out of you. Hallelujah. You will be a new creation. The Bible said, behold, all things are become new. The way that you used to walk, you won't walk away no more. When Jesus come in and begin to sup with you, he will make everything brand new. The way you
change, a great change in your life, but you got to be born again. And what that means, you got to take off the old you. No, you can't go back into your mother's womb and be born again, but you got to die to sin, die to this world. The Bible says all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. We got to let all of it go. Let it go. Choose the Lord for your Savior, for your salvation. Give it over to Jesus, and he can work it out. I believe John was preaching in the wilderness, and he was telling the people to repent for the kingdom. The kingdom of God was at hand, and I believe they felt like he was out there in the wilderness. They said in the word, it says, what went ye out into the world for? What went ye out into the wilderness for? Glory to God. Some just came out to see what was going on. They didn't really want to be saved. But John told them they had to cease from sinning. Stop your ways. Give up your will and surrender yourself unto the Lord. The Bible says to yield yourself unto the Lord. You got to serve the Lord because he's the only one that can cause you to be changed. Hallelujah. Amen. The world can't change it. But Jesus, he will change you. He'll change your way of walking. He'll change your way of talking. That's what happens when a change takes place in your life. You will then have been converted. You don't want to do the things of the world anymore. The Bible said in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out of your sins. He'll cast them out. Glory to God, he'll change your mind. And the things that you used to do, you don't want to do them anymore. Hallelujah, you will break up the stony heart. Hallelujah, the Lord will touch that heart so much so that you'll begin to cry unto the Lord. And I believe the apostle said, what must I do to be saved? Glory to God. The Lord will reveal to you what you must do in order to be saved. He will send your word. He will touch you, and he will make you a brand new creation. He will sanctify you, and he'll set you apart. He'll cleanse you, and he'll make you clean. Glory to God. A separation. You won't want to do the things of the world anymore. You won't want to sin anymore because you realize that you're sinning against God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible lets us know that all sin is transgressing against God's law. But we have to let the Lord sanctify. Glory to God, he will clean you up. You got to let him set you apart from the world and from all of these worldly things. All of these things that are contrary to the will of God and to the word of God. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 11:44, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves and be holy. The Lord is calling for holiness. He's calling for holiness. Glory to God in our homes, on our jobs, Israel and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And if God is a holy God, he wants holy children. He wants us to be clean and set apart for his divine use. And God, I said, God, he will help you. He will fix your situation. He will make your life all over again. Jesus will fix it for you in your life. We're living in times when men don't want to change their way of living. They want to continue in sin, but sin is not going in. We have to hear the word of God, and God's word, his word is right all by itself. Glory to God. If anyone try to change your mind and tell you, no, that's not the right way, you get your Bible and check it out and see for yourself and let them know that God's word is true. The Bible said in St. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And God's word is truth, and it will make you free. And if you receive it into your heart and let Jesus come on in, you have to surrender. In other words, yield yourself. And when you yield yourself, you are surrendering your will.
Yes.
You're giving up. You are submitting yourself to the will of God, to be a servant to the Lord, to work for the Lord. Glory to God, to give homage and obedience to the Lord. And that's what God wants. He wants us to serve him. The Bible says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, holy, and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We got to give it to God. Let the Lord take control of our bodies. Let him live in us. Thank you, Jesus. We got to turn from our way. We can't be to the world in agreement with the world. We got to be in agreement with the word of God, because God's word is right, and God's word is going to stand when everything else go down. Everything, the building, the housing, the earth is going to quake. Lord have mercy. The mountains are going to move out of their place. That's why we have to serve the Lord. We got to serve him in the beauty of holiness. We got to serve him with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul. The Bible tells us, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Glory to God, is written in the word of God that we should be holy. It's written, and we read it for ourselves, and we know that God's word is true. I don't care what the preacher tell you, you don't have to be holy. You get your Bible and go to Leviticus 11:44. It tells us to be holy, because God is holy. And if you want to be saved, you got to turn your life over to Jesus. And I tell you, I don't care what you've done in your life. I don't care what type of sin you might have committed. God is a forgiving God. He's a God that will have mercy on whom he will. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you said. If you give your life to the Lord can turn it around. He can make everything all right. He can make a new creation out of you. And I don't care if you backslid on God. He can still have mercy on you. He said he would have mercy on whom he will. Don't let the devil fool you and tell you that God can't save you, that God can't deliver you, because God can and God will. If you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, if you throw yourself on God's mercy, God can have mercy on you. He can fix it for you. He can work it out for you. But you got to humble yourself under the hand of God and let the Lord know that you are sorry for the things that you've done, for backsliding. Oh, Lord, for the things that you did that was contrary to his will. God, he will have mercy. I thought about David, how he had a man killed, but he sought the Lord both day and night, and he kept praying until the Lord had mercy on his soul and delivered his soul. God can do it for you. Even if you murdered someone, if you repent of your sins and let the Lord know that you're sorry for it and throw yourself on his mercy, he can have mercy on you. He can
fix it
in your life. God can. He can do it. He can make a way out of no way where it seems like nothing is going to be done. Seems like you're not in you. And seek the Lord. Be earnestly seeking the Lord. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he will work it out. He'll fix it for you. God will. We can't do it, but God can. He's a powerful God. He's a merciful God. He can do everything. And that's why we invite you to seek the Lord. Turn from your way. Give your life back to the Lord. And those of you that have never been saved, you can give your life to Jesus. Just be godly sorrow for the sins that you committed against God. And let him know you're sorry that you sinned against him and that you did wrong. And God will stop by and he will touch your soul. He'll give you a chance to repent of your sins. He will open a door that maybe was closed in your face, and he will make a way. The door to salvation is still open. It's not closed. Don't let the devil fool you. God is still on the throne, and he's still saving. He's still bringing people back to him. Those who left, God is still working, and he still wants to save them. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But you got to just repent. Be sorrowful that you sinned against God, and let him know that you are willing to come back and give your life back unto him. And he will make you over again, just as he did for Israel. They went down to the potter's house, and the Lord began to show Jeremiah how that he, glory to God, he brought a work on the wheel, began to mar the vessel and make it all over again. God can do that for you. I don't care how far away you have strayed. God is still a merciful God, but you must come while he is bidding you to come. Don't wait. Don't give it another day, but try Jesus tonight, today that you heard his voice. Give it to Jesus right now. break on your heart. Oh, my God, I know you might have strayed away, but the Lord is still willing. He's willing to save you if you just humble yourself and let the Lord know that you're sorry. Glory to God for sorrow, work, and repentance. Glory, glory to God. If you are godly sorrowful, it work in repentance so God can bring you back unto him. He can make you all over again. He can fix it in your life. He can turn it around in your favor. Jesus, he's still on the throne, and he's still working miracles. He's still healing. He's still saving. Glory to God. Somebody said he's not working miracles like he did in the Bible days, but the devil is a liar. God is still working miracles, and he's still working it out. Just take him at his word. His word is true. Just lean on Jesus. Depend on the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. The Lord is able to take you through. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on the Lord. The Lord is here to save, to heal, and deliver those souls out there that are dealing with cancer. God can heal you and save you. Don't let it be said too late. Don't wait till it's too late. Those, oh my God, who at the brink of death, the doctors have given up on you and given you a timeline. Lord, have mercy. God is able. He can work a miracle in your life. He can raise you back up again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He raised Lazarus dead. He was in the grave. And Jesus went down to the grave site and began to call Lazarus. Say, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus began to come forth, bound hand and feet, with the napkin about his face. But he came forth at the voice of the Lord. Glory to God. When you hear the voice of the Lord, don't reject God, but hear the word of the Lord and come forth unto the Lord and come boldly to the throne of grace. And the Lord, I said the Lord will work it out for you. He'll fix it in your life. He will. He will make you brand new. Open the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. And he will stop with you and you with him. Glory to God. And then you will have a true relationship with God Almighty. Thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. If there's someone out there, you want to be changed. You want to make a change. But the devil don't want you to. But you heard the word of God. Now is your time. You can come right where you are. You're in your home, in your car, on your job, in your den, wherever you are. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter who you are. Glory to God, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. African, it doesn't matter. Haitian, glory to God, it doesn't matter. The Lord is willing and he's able to save. He's able to change you. You can give it to Jesus right now as we begin to go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, thanking you for this opportunity to project Jesus. We know that you're able to save. We know that you're able to bring that lost soul back into the sheepfold. Lord, have mercy, O Lord. Touch right now, Lord. You're able to change that mind. You're able, Lord, Lord, shall be saved. Save, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save. Save, Lord. Have mercy right there. Touch that troubled mind. Touch them, oh Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Jesus, that soul, hallelujah, that's contemplating, giving up on life, have mercy on them. Touch their mind right now. Turn them around. Help them to know that there is hope if they just trust in you and take you at your word. Look on those who have their habits and they want to get rid of them. Touch them right now, Lord. Help them to give up, to surrender unto you. We know you can do it. We want you to touch, Lord. Jesus, say right now, Lord. Help them to receive salvation in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to come to you before it's too late. We know you can do it. We believe you. We take you at your word. We trust in you. We're thankful for every soul that has tuned into this broadcast on the night. And we pray that you will continue to bless them, continue to go with them and stand by them. Help them, oh Lord, to make that start. Help them, oh Lord, to follow through with your word that they might be saved in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on that soul that is lost, that soul that hasn't been returned home. We pray that you'll have mercy on them, oh Lord. Stay the hand of death, oh Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save the parents. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Look on that soul that has that blood condition. To have mercy on them, oh Lord. We know you're a healer. You can heal that situation. You know how to heal. You know how to deliver. You know, Lord, you can show the doctors, hallelujah, what the situation is, that the soul may be healed in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord Jesus. Say to the uttermost, look on the youth, Lord, those who are running wild. Touch them, oh Lord. Help them, Jesus. Help them to come to you. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call on your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you look on the homeless, those who don't have a place to lay their head. Have mercy on them right now, Lord. Say to the uttermost, make the way out of no way. Open up the door that is closed in their face. Jesus, help them to see thy face. Help them to turn from their way. Those souls that are on drugs, Lord, have mercy. The drugs is taking them over. Jesus, we want you to have mercy on them, Lord. Change their mind. Change the mindset. Help them, Lord Jesus, Lord, to give up the drugs, to give up the sickness. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We take you at your word. You did it for others, and we know you can do it for them. Have mercy, oh Lord. And now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for every soul that has tuned into this broadcast. We pray that you will bless them, that you will encourage them, that you will help them to go forth, that you will help them to receive your word, that they may be saved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord, and we give glory and honor to thy name. Glory shall be thine. Oh, my God, we thank you for all things, for everything that you've done, everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. We thank you for this revival.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us, take us through, continue to do your will, help us to endure, and we shall give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. And for our listeners, we thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to have words from Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God. I give honor to God and give an honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for the beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer, and also the anointed word of God. Praise the Lord, talking about salvation. And I thank God for this word. It's needed. It's really, really needed. Establishing their own righteousness. They have gotten off track. They've gone astray. They're living unholy. But the word of God tonight reminds us about salvation, that complete deliverance, that freedom that the Lord gives us from sin. And I tell you, that word, it really did touch my heart. And I want to encourage you to accept the word of God. Just receive it and take it in and live by it each and every day. Jesus saying he is that door to salvation. That's the only way we can be saved. We have to come by Jesus. Praise God. And I thank God for the word once again. I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way in your life. And I want to say to you who were listening tonight, please take heed to the word of God. The Lord began to reiterate what was already said, and he is here to revive you. He's here to take away your sin, to give you that salvation. Whatever your situation is, God has the power to deliver you out of that situation. He has the power to save your soul. Praise God. And we thank God once again for the beautiful message. Thank God for sending his anointing. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the exhortations and the words of encouragement coming through Evangelist Hameen. We thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, and Evangelist Cynthia, for your help with this broadcast. You've truly been a great blessing to us, and I'm thankful for it. I thank the Lord for you all. And I thank God for our listeners who had a mind to want to tune in. And we pray that the Lord will bless you. We want the Lord to bless you, and we want you to receive this gift that the Lord gave to all. When you receive it, you will understand what we've been preaching about, what we've been praying about. You'll be a happy, happy person, because God, he will make you to rejoice in him once you receive the Spirit of God. So we thank the Lord at this time, maybe Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Khadija, if you so desire, you may have words.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about, again, salvation and letting us know that the door is still open. And
yes,
Lord knows Sunday she preached the anointing of God, letting us know that we could have that complete deliverance from sin, that Jesus, he was standing at the door, and all you had to do is just let him in. And she came back tonight with part two, reviving us. I tell you, I enjoy the word of God. I just was standing in awe of what God is doing, and God is calling the people to repentance, calling them back to him. But they have to accept, they have to take heed to that call and receive that salvation. I enjoy the word of God. Evangelist Maybell, you keep on preaching the word of God. Thank God for this ministry. And thank God for the opening prayer to Evangelist Cynthia and the anointing that was.
Amen. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord also for Sister Kenya being on the line tonight. I thank God for her. And the Lord say the same. We're going to allow her to give her testimony. She has a testimony. She gave it before at the church, but I would like for her to give that testimony on this broadcast. But the Lord led me to go that way, so I went the way he gave me to go. But I believe she'll be back on and will be able to give us her testimony. And that testimony could help someone else because people are in so much distress now. They're going through so much. We have been very, we've been through a lot of tests and trials. I tell you, this has been a rough year, but the Lord has taken us through, and we are dependent on him because he is our help. So we thank the Lord for every one of them, for Kenya, Sister Rosetta, and Miss Shirley, and whoever else. We thank the Lord. Bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And we hope that you will tune in again to this broadcast on Sunday night. Hopefully, we'll have something good for you. Well, the Word of God is good all by itself, but we have something a little extra. Praise the Lord. So if that's all for this broadcast, we thank you once again. We'll be back on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And as I stated before, if there's anyone who would like to receive a free Bible, brand new King James Version, can call 856-304-7774 directly after this broadcast. And if that's it, we want to say good night. God bless you.
God bless you.